It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers, and we'd like to thank Deidre Gott, our engineer, actually our producer, who books all the live music here in Studio 1A. And we are so proud and pleased to have Steve Forbert with us. Welcome, Steve.
Hello there, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, I remember going back 40 years, I had just moved to Austin in the late summer of 1978, and shortly after I arrived, I remember your debut album, Live on Arrival, was released. I believe you played at the Armadillo.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was
right.
Kind of I just remember that always stuck out in my mind from
I think
that
it
long
was around
ago.
The time the Rolling Stones actually dropped in and played the Armadillo.
Oh.
I believe so.
My goodness. Well, we're 40 years hence, and I guess we're both still standing and doing our thing. So
let's find out.
Yeah. Well, you've got a new album that's been out a month or so called The Magic Tree, and I guess you'll be sharing some music, and we can talk a little bit about it in a moment. What would you like to start off with?
It's called That Be All Right. There's no audience here to sing along with me, but you can hear the idea. Hold on tight, 'cause it's the coming up of full moon. You might find that you need some company. This wild night could take any turn at all soon. I don't mind if it brings you back to me. That we all right. That we all right would be what I'd say. That we all right. That we all right if it goes that way. Yeah, yeah. Hey. Headlights shine from the cars along the Cove Road. God knows I'm wishing yours was shining too. You might find that that same old drive you drove road all of those times could be good again for you. That be all right. That be all right would be what I say. That be all right. That be all right if it goes that way. People try to tell you when the moon gets full, and no one's much affected by the full moon's pull. People try to tell you when the moon gets full, and no one's much affected by the full moon's pull. Hold on tight, 'cause the moon is getting high now. Car tires squeal back on Arden Avenue. It's all right if you think you're dropping by now. You might feel like it's what you wanna do. And that be all right. That be all right would be what I'd say.
Steve Forbert live in Studio 1A this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. That's a tune called That'd Be All Right from his new album, The Magic Tree. So I understand the album was released in conjunction with your memoir.
That is true.
Entitled Big City Cat, My Life in Folk Rock.
My Life in Folk Rock. It's sort of a coordinated effort. Yeah, these songs on the album, The Magic Tree CD, span several decades. In fact, there's one track from 1985.
Wow.
And there's, I believe, three, maybe four that are from the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. And so kind of all points in between, as a ZZ Top might say. Going from one end to the other and all points in between.
So these are songs that you wrote. Did you re-record them, or did you kind of have the basic tracks down? And
well, yeah, there were some existing things. In some case, it might be just a vocal and a guitar performance, and in some they were pretty well finished. But then a producer in California, a very talented guy that I met named Carl Derfler, I entrusted him with enhancing them. So we worked on that for about a year or so, and he had some great players in California, and he was very judicial. So some things he would construct from a voice and guitar, a complete subtle band, and then a couple of tracks already had a band thing, and so he might add one guitar. And then there was one that we just felt like was best if we had a band arrangement of it, but it seemed best, it was a little overpowering, so it seemed best if we just left it with my voice and guitar, which I don't often do given the opportunities of the studio, but that worked also.
All right.
So did any of that make sense?
Yeah. I understand that your memoir was originally, your first thoughts was to have it on stage. Is that right? It was supposed to be a play?
Well, there are over 200 songs or so from all these years. I think it's possible, but it's probably going to take more work than I thought to construct something. And it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. When we sort of abandoned the idea, but I had written out a lot of anecdotes from particularly early years in Greenwich Village. And so I just thought, well, I've got 15 pages here of stuff. It looks pretty good. It's good stuff. I'm just going to continue and try to, you know, I mean, how many rock, pop, folk, country autobiographies are there? There's a new one every week, but so mine's out this week. So I went for it.
Well, you have a pretty interesting story of being a kid from a relatively small town in Mississippi and going up to Greenwich Village and making a career out of it, ultimately.
Well, thank you. It was, a great time. And people are interested in that era now because it's become, we're talking about the new wave explosion in lower Manhattan, the CBGBs in particular. Right. So it's become kind of rock history. So I was in that, believe it or not, playing acoustic guitar. So, I shared a lot of that in the book. And, yeah, it's become kind of, they're making movies about that stuff now.
Mm-hmm. We're here with Steve Forbert, live in Studio 1A. He's going to be at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night. And you get information and tickets at cactuscafe.org. So I wanted to ask,
could I say something, Jay, too? I'm going to go over to Waterloo at 5 and sign the new record over there.
Oh, yeah, you're doing the interview with our friend Jim Caligiuri.
Exactly. Looking forward to it, and I'm going to play a few songs and do a little Q&A with Jim.
All right. So I know in your background you've been at times socially active. So we're in a particularly kind of contentious time in our cultural and political history. How does that impart in what you do?
Well, I'm internalizing it all. I'm not a very confrontational person, so I'm uncomfortable in all of this, just in general. I don't like to see people so rigid and polarized. I just hate it. So I'm internalizing it all, and perhaps, you know, songs will come out of it. I wrote one after the election called Clean Across the Great Divide. It's on my website, or it's up on YouTube, a live recording of it, which was just a response to, wow, look how polarized things are, and, mm-hmm. you know, look how close of a fine point it came down to, mm-hmm. being the election and the Electoral College decision.
Yeah. Well, Steve Forbert will be bringing us all together at the Cactus on Saturday night. He'll no doubt be playing some tunes off this new album, The Magic Tree. Can we get you to do another one?
Yes, let me just run through the tuning here before.
All righty. And again, Steve's memoir is called Big City Cat, which was actually the title of a song on your very first album, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and it was a very autobiographical song. So the book is not a heavy, dead serious thing. And so the title, it reflects sort of the conversational approach of the book. In fact, I co-wrote it with a friend of mine, Terry Boyd, and I dictated the book, if you will. I spoke to her mm-hmm. while traveling all the miles I do, and then we transcribed all of that, and I thought we were pretty much done. That would be it. But it took another 2 years to shape it all and make it really readable as best mm-hmm. to my own satisfaction and get it. You know, so to where, you know, it's a lot more than just talking into a tape recorder to write a book. It's, you know.
Right. So what tune would you like to do for us now?
This is kind of a bluesy thing. You'll guess the title. Well, you always busy talking, but you don't understand. And you always point your finger just as fast as you can. But I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. You always say you're hungry, but you don't want to cook. You're never giving back for all the things that you took. But I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. I say, baby, you know it, don't you tell me you don't. It's cold. Tell me you're glad to be here where you are. It's cold and it's raining, it's cold and it's raining outside. You think you're up and walking, but you are back in your bed. Dreaming things and only come to life in your head. But I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. Any thought of changing you is maybe a joke. Try to get to sleep inside the cigarette smoke. Could I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. Say, baby, you know it, don't tell me you don't. It's cold and it's raining outside. Tell me you're glad to be here where you are. It's cold and it's raining, it's cold and it's raining outside. Yeah. Talk about some pie in the sky. You pick up a fork and squint your blueberry eyes. But I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. What's it really like out in the world of today? You ain't got a clue, and I would keep it that way. Because I love you, baby, only you and nobody else. That's right. Tell me you don't, it's cold and it's raining outside. Tell me you're glad to be here where you are. It's cold and it's raining, it's cold and it's raining, it's cold and it's raining, it is cold and it's raining outside. You better come on, come on to my kitchen. It's gonna be raining outdoors. It is gonna be raining.
Steve Forbert live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Another tune from the new album, The Magic Tree, one called Only You and Nobody Else, with a little tip of the hat to Robert Johnson.
That is true.
A fellow Mississippian. So growing up in Meridian, I guess you must have heard a lot of blues.
You know, it was over in the eastern part of the state. And what I heard a lot of was Jimmy Rogers, who, of course, adopted and incorporated.
He was from Meridian, right?
Yep, he's from, that was his hometown.
So you were across the state from the Delta. Delta was on the other side of the state.
So I didn't hear a lot of real Delta blues, but I heard Jimmy Rogers' rendition of the blues, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, just fine. And reached a lot of people. I mean, his blue yodels, T for Texas and stuff's, were phenomenal successes in their day. And those are basically blues performances.
Mm-hmm. Foundational American music.
Yeah, with a yodel of all things added occasionally. Yeah. Sure, okay. But I got into all of it as I got older. Mm-hmm. People like Johnny Winter and the Rolling Stones started, you know, cluing us all into like Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, Charlie Patton, Jimmy Reed, Elmore James, I'm still listening.
Yeah, all those guys, indeed. Well, Steve Forbert, it's been a real pleasure and honor to have you here in Studio 1A. And folks have two opportunities to see you. 5 o'clock this afternoon, Steve will be down at Waterloo Records at 6th and Lamar with journalist Jim Caligiuri. And then Saturday night at the Intimate Cactus Cafe. You can get your tickets at cactuscafe.org. Steve's new memoir is Big City Cat, My Life in Folk Rock, and the album is The Magic Tree.
Yeah.
We're going to close out the live portion, but Steve's going to stick around and do one more tune, and we'll have all three songs up on our website within 24 hours at kutx.org. Thanks again to our engineers and to producer Deidre Gott, and of course to Steve Forbert. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I still got some tickets to give away between now and the top of the hour, so stay tuned. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.